Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Progressive Corporation, one of the leading auto insurance providers in the United States, known for its innovative products and customer-centric approach. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Progressive has been a major player in the insurance industry for years, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like loss aversion and availability heuristic influence their decision-making, especially in areas like policy offerings and customer engagement?
Loss aversion is particularly relevant to Progressive's approach, especially in their insurance policy design and pricing strategies. Insurance, by its nature, is deeply rooted in the fear of loss. Customers buy policies to protect themselves from potential financial losses. Progressive taps into this by offering a range of coverage options that cater to different levels of risk tolerance. Their Name Your Price tool, for instance, allows customers to choose the level of coverage that aligns with their comfort level around potential losses. This approach not only appeals to customers' desire to avoid loss, but also helps Progressive tailor its offerings to a wide range of budgets and needs. The availability heuristic also plays a significant role in how Progressive markets its products. By highlighting memorable advertising campaigns, like those featuring the character flow and emphasizing easy-to-remember aspects of their policies such as quick claims processing, Progressive ensures that it stays top of mind for consumers when they think about auto insurance. This mental shortcut can significantly influence purchasing decisions, as customers may choose Progressive simply because it's the first insurer that comes to mind, thanks to their strong brand presence and memorable messaging.
And this focus on addressing customer concerns about losses and staying top of mind through effective marketing has helped Progressive maintain its leadership position in the insurance industry, appealing to both customers and investors who value innovation and customer focus.
Exactly. Progressive's strategic use of loss aversion and tailoring insurance products and the availability heuristic in marketing appeals to investors looking for a company that effectively understands and leverages consumer psychology. However, this approach also means that Progressive must carefully balance the need to innovate with the importance of maintaining its brand image and customer trust, particularly as the insurance market continues to evolve with new technologies and competitors.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Progressive. As a major insurance company, DEI is particularly important for Progressive. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Progressive's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in a diverse market where different perspectives can drive better decision-making and customer engagement. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Progressive's ability to connect with a broad customer base by fostering a culture that values diversity and inclusion. A commitment to DEI allows Progressive to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the insurance industry. For investors, Progressive's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Progressive build stronger relationships with customers and communities, reinforcing its brand as one that values inclusivity and customer centricity.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in industries like insurance, where the ability to serve diverse populations and foster innovation is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and customer engagement strategies, Progressive not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to the U.S. market, Progressive operates primarily within the United States, offering auto, home, and other insurance products. How does the company adapt to different regional markets within the U.S.? And what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Progressive's strategy within the U.S. involves tailoring its insurance products and pricing strategies to meet the specific needs and regulatory requirements of different states and regions. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse markets. Progressive's ability to navigate complex state-level regulations, such as those related to auto insurance coverage minimums and rate setting, allows it to maintain a strong presence across the country. The company's approach to understanding local market dynamics and customer preferences helps mitigate risks associated with regulatory changes, economic fluctuations, and demographic differences. By ensuring that its insurance products are relevant and competitive in different regions, Progressive can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its brand within the U.S.
And this adaptability is essential for Progressive, especially as they face competition from both national insurers and regional companies. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Progressive's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the insurance industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in consumer behavior, regulatory environments, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Progressive to other companies in the insurance industry, like GEICO, Allstate, and State Farm. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Progressive's dynamics are often compared to other insurance giants like GEICO, Allstate, and State Farm, particularly in their approach to customer engagement, pricing strategies, and competition. Progressive's strength lies in its innovative tools such as the Name Your Price tool and usage-based insurance through Snapshot, which appeal to investors looking for a company that is at the forefront of customer-centric innovation. GEICO, with its focus on low-cost insurance and strong marketing, appeals to investors interested in a company that prioritizes cost efficiency and broad appeal. Allstate, known for its emphasis on personalized service and local agents, attracts those looking for a company that values customer relationships and comprehensive coverage options. State Farm, with its extensive agent network and strong community presence, appeals to investors interested in a company that balances brand trust with local engagement. Progressive's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for innovation, strong customer relationships, and adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the insurance industry.
And unlike State Farm, which focuses heavily on its agent network and local presence, Progressive's strength lies in its digital innovation and customer-driven tools, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Progressive, the focus on innovation, customer engagement, and adaptability provides a unique value proposition in the insurance industry.
To sum up, Progressive's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their insurance strategies, regional market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Progressive's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.